Hello, what's up, what it do, and welcome to the Al Boost Podcast. My name is Allison, and I'm your vibrant hostess. I think we're going to stick to this thing of like saying my name and then letting the beat drop. Look at that, you know, it's just wow. It's amazing. Clap hands. Wow. Phenomenal. Oh my God. Wow. So yeah. So hey guys, it's been so long. Hi guys. I bet you're rolling your eyes and you're thinking, since it's been way too long, auntie. And I thought you said you'd never do this again. Listen, child. First, it was med school, and then it was just me. I don't even have anything or anyone to blame. It's not like there was something that happened, and I couldn't record and stuff like this. It's just me, guys, and I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. Y'all have to forgive me, because I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But I'm back, baby, and that's what matters. I'm back in the building, and I'm back, and I'm good. Ready to give you some good content, too. So this episode is going to be split into two parts. The first part is going to be like an update and, like, you know, what to expect from the Al Boost podcast in for the rest of 2022. And then the second part of the episode is going to be the story that is highlighted in the title, and of course we're going to have our ooh wow as usual. You know, before we get into the episode, I always like to start with a couple of thank yous, and I want to say thank you to every single person who DM'd me and was about to like grab my throat and say, hey, where's the new episode? We're waiting. We're just waiting here. We're just waiting. I'm telling you, this is what you guys were saying to me. Don't be stupid. And I was like, peace, don't choose violence, choose peace. But you guys were really coming at me, hey, and I appreciate it, because sometimes when you start something small like this, you don't feel like you're being so impactful. But when you guys come and say, we're waiting, it means that somebody is being touched, or somebody, it's helping somebody be boosted. That's the main thing. Oh, not the stories. The stories are not the main thing. It's the boosted part, the oh wow. But the stories too, you know how it is. My life's like a movie, you know. But like, I really, really, really appreciate that. I don't know if I can thank you enough. And your interactions, I want to thank you guys for interacting with me, DMing me before or after an episode, reposting. It really helps to expand our little family. Yeah, to expand our little family so we can impact and boost more people. Okay, so now to the first part of the episode, the update. Imagine introducing updates for 2022 in March. Don't be stupid. Oh my goodness. But yeah, it is what it is, and it is what's happening. So I'm going to be introducing some new little tweaks on the podcast. Firstly, we're going to be having Motivational Mondays, but that's not what they're going to be called, because, I mean, yeah, they're going to be called Boosted Mondays or something like this, where it is a very tiny little short episode that is solely aimed at boosting you for your week, right? If you were with me from the beginning, you know that one of those soul or one of the greatest purposes of this podcast is to make sure that you're encouraged throughout the week. This is why we have the ooh wow, which stands for the unleashed word of the week, and it is supposed to impact you, it's supposed to encourage you. And so I've decided to do a little more of that boosting by introducing a Monday episode that will be short. Very, very, very short and straight to the point. And like I said, it's like an espresso. Very powerful, very short, but aimed at boosting you for the rest of the week. Giving you some of the word, something from the word of God, something to meditate on for the rest of the week, something to hold on to. You know, sometimes life just hits you hard and you just need something. You just need something. You just need the Jesus, man. You just need the Jesus in your life. That's what that episode's gonna be for. Very, very, very short. Yeah, when I say short, I mean short. God help me. But yes, so we're going to have Boosted Mondays. I don't know if I'm going to keep calling it Boosted Mondays, or like, will my creative juices start flowing and then I start calling it something else, something nice, something we can put on a t-shirt. And that is also something that is coming through, some merch, some boosted merch. Somebody's like, boosted merch, boosted merch. You know, people need to know us. People need to be able to tell us apart. Like, those people are just cool. So boosted merch is going to be coming sooner or earlier this year, sometime this year. The vision is there, the plans are in motion. Just still waiting to launch the boosted line. It's going to be so cool. Like, imagine walking with your boosted sweatshirt, your boosted hoodie, something like this. I don't even know. God's just going to do the things, you guys, so you can cop your marriage. I'll be saying cool things like that on this podcast. Can you imagine? Anyway, so yeah, that's something that to look forward to. Another thing that's going to be changing a little bit around the Al Boost podcast is we're going to be making this podcast more centered on God. Somebody say hallelujah. Right. A lot of these episodes have been centered on my life, which is not a bad thing, because I mean, my life is very interesting if you ask me. I'm a woman of standard. But if my main aim, like I've said before, is to get you boosted, it's to get you motivated, it's to get you encouraged, and the best way I know how is through the Word of God. So there's going to be a lot more of the Word of God this year, on the Albus podcast. A lot of deeper revelations, because we can't stay at the same level. I mean, like, we have to keep on leveling up. The boost gotta level up, you know what I'm saying, because we are people of standard here, so we have to keep increasing the levels. Another thing to look forward to, guest appearances and broader topics. It's not just going to be the Word of God. The Word of God is going to be heavily incorporated, yes, but we're going to be talking about other things with other people, and like things that we're going through in our 20s, because we're all 20 something, or not 20 something, but like, I'm 20 something, and you know, it's very difficult to navigate your 20 somethings, because like, I don't even know why it's that difficult, honestly, but it is. So yeah, that's going to be very interesting. And also, it's great to share wisdom with other people. So I'm going to be inviting some of my friends. Even if you're not my friend and you listen to this and you want to talk to me about something, DM me. Let's do something. Let's collaborate. Let's talk. Let's impact the world together. Let's boost the ball. I don't even know what that is, but let's do something. Because a lot of people are just silently suffering out there, you know. But if we can do something about it, Allison for president. Oh, these talks about changing the world. Lol. Allison for president. Yeah, would y'all vote for me actually if I decided to be president? Please comment somewhere down below, up below. I don't know, wherever you comment, just comment. What do you vote for me if I decided to be president? It's not within my plans, but hey, I'm just interested. I'm just curious to know. But yeah, those are the couple of updates and the couple of tweaks and changes that are going to be happening on the Al Boost podcast. We are going to be keeping our Unleashed Word of the Week, because we're still in the season Unleashed. We're still in a season of unleashing the Word of God to the masses, unleashing the motivation to the masses, unleashing the boost. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now for this Torah, I actually posted on my Instagram, which is something that I'm going to be doing more often in relation to the podcast. I actually posted something asking about people's first days, because I actually want to know, like, what were your first dates like the very first one, like the first time you took a girl on a date, or the first time you as a girl were taken on a date, or maybe you the girl asked the guy out. I don't know, because I feel like everybody has a very interesting first date. like first date ever story.
So today we're going to be hearing mine. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh.
So listen, if any of my ex-boyfriends are like listening to this episode, listen, honey. Yeah, if you didn't take me on a date, you didn't take me on a date. Okay, this is my first date. This is what I'm saying. If you like want to fight me, fight me. Like, I don't think coming to my house is a date. Personally, I'm talking about like when someone was actually like, let me take you out for food or something like this. That's a date. That's a date. We left my house and we went elsewhere. So, where to begin? Wow.
Oh my God. Wow.
I met a boy. I met a boy. Yeah, I met a boy. You know, we met at a very... We found love in a hopeless place. Literally. Found love in a hopeless place. You know, in Zimbabwe, I don't think everybody does this. But, like, during your writing years, like, for your O-levels or A-levels, if your parents be like mine, they'll send you to vacation school during the vacation. So instead of you vacationing, you're at school, doing school things, basically. And I used to go to this vacation school, and it would be like a boarding school setup. And I came from a private school, so the boarding setup is the complete opposite. And so I found it really nice, and like, not nice is not the word, I found it interesting, like, to be in a different environment. So this is where we met. You know, he was like, to me anyway, the coolest guy in the dungeon. Like, we were all in prison, and there's just that one guy, you know, in the thing, in the place. And we used to sit on the same table for all our meals and stuff like this. They would put everybody who was in the Cambridge curriculum in the same class, so we were in the same class. Did they? Yeah, no. We were in A level, so they would divide us. Those who were doing science oriented subjects were in the same class, and those doing arts and those doing what are the other ones called? Commercials, I think. Yeah, so we were split into those. He was like an artsy person, and you know your girl's sciencey. So we weren't in the same class, but he'd come and get me from my class, and we'd go to the dining hall and eat together and just look at each other. Because I don't remember if we were allowed to talk in the DH. Were we allowed to talk during the meals? I don't remember. But we'd talk at a certain point, you know, and he even wrote me a letter. Ish, those 2 weeks in vacation school, I'm telling you, they feel like a lifetime. You feel like you've known those people your whole life. Like, if we've been in vacation school together and you're listening to this, like, honey, hi, we're war vets. I'm telling you. So this guy, I told him to write me a letter, because, like, if you're serious... And because we didn't have phones, you needed to improvise, to spice up your love life, you know. And you're interacting with this person every single day and under these conditions. Now I understand how those people in like Love is Blind or something like this fall in love within days, because that's all you're doing. That's like, it's not like when you're in the real world and you talk to someone today, maybe not tomorrow, and maybe not for a couple of days and stuff like this, right? So life is happening around you. This is not your only concern, so you don't fall in love as quickly. But when you're in a place like that, you only have love to hold on to, because, hey, like I said, it's the ghetto, it's the pits. So baby boy and I were good, and I don't know if I'm allowed to share some of these details. Must I share? I don't know. Anyway, so as we approached the end of the 2 weeks of vacation school, we decided to plan a date and to make things so that we could make things official. Now, your girl had never been on a date, and this is A-level. Yes, I was an A-level, and I'd never been on a date ever. So this guy is telling me, you know, when we're out, we really treated it like a prison, this vacation school, because that's what it felt like. And the name too just suggested that it was like prisony. Yo. And so he planned stuff and he was like, okay, yeah, when we're on the outside, I'm gonna take you out, we're gonna do this thing, we're gonna do this relationship thing and stuff like this. Oh, your girl was like, yes daddy, yes. Okay, so we went, we were on the outside now. We planned the date for that weekend. So before I went to vacation school, my family and I had traveled to Spain, actually. So I had new clothes. Hey, your girl had new clothes. I was ready to just set the streets on fire. Like, I really was. So we were going to go to this place in Zim called Sam Levy's Village. We're going to go to village and we're going to watch a movie and we were going to go on a date, guys. I'd never been on a date before. So I made a plan with my little brother, convinced him that we want to watch a movie. I told him, hey, we want to watch a movie. Because remember, from all my stories, my little brother is like my ticket out of the house at this point. It works. My mom drops me and my little brother off at this place. Right? And your girl's feeling herself because she's wearing new clothes from Espanol.
Hello. I'm a woman of standard.
Yeah. I was ready. I was like, this boy was seeing me looking like a homeless person in a school uniform. But I'm about to shock his system. Oh my goodness. I was really about to electrocute his senses. Oh my gosh. And the guy stood me up. That was my very first date. I got stood up. But that's a story for another day. We're actually going to continue the story. So he then apologized and, you know, whatever. I should have seen the signs, but I didn't. Your girl closed her eyes shut. And then he planned a date for the following weekend. The following weekend, my parents were conveniently out of town. The guy came to pick me up. Your girl was looking spectacular as usual. Oh my goodness, I was looking so nice. I would date me. Like, I would have taken me on a date. I was looking good, right? And so he came to pick me up. He had a driver. So he comes out of the car. He opens the door for me. I enter. He introduces me to this guy and he says, this is going to be a driver for the evening. And he was like an actual proper older guy, like an uncle, do you know what I mean? So I was like, oh, I started feeling special. Like, we've got a chauffeur tonight. And then we went to the village again, but we went on the other side. And we went to this restaurant called Pariah State. Ordered some food, ordered some drinks. The guy was just, you know, doing the most. And, you know, we had a very nice conversation and stuff like this. It was great. And then the horrors began. Oh, my God. I'm in, like, the 16th heaven when my phone rings and my little brother says, your parents are looking for you. I'm like, wait, you mean the parents that are out of town? He's like, yeah, they called the landline and they're looking for you. And I gave him an excuse to tell them. But this excuse was very temporary. I needed to be home within the next 10 minutes. Fortunately, the village place is very, very close to my house. So I told baby boy, listen, tell your driver we have to go home. But before we went home, we needed to buy alcohol. Now listen, at that time your girl was partially well behaved, but I had a cousin over because, like I said, my parents were out of town, so they asked an older cousin of mine to come home to so that me and my brother wouldn't be left entirely alone and stuff like that. So she was there to keep us company and she said, you're going on a date, you're leaving the house, for me to keep my mouth shut, buy me alcohol. So we needed to buy the alcohol. I had no clue that that's how expensive alcohol was. But baby boy was on the bill the whole night. He paid for our food. He paid for the alcohol too. Because I told him, said, we need to bribe the person back home. Stuff like this. So bought the alcohol. But that too was so dramatic. Like, so when I asked him to call his driver to come and pick us up, to go buy the alcohol and then take us back home, he made the call. When the driver came, though, there were two other boys in the car. And I was like, wait a minute, I thought I was being chauffeured. Why is it that in the car, in the limousine, it was not a limousine, it was like a fun cargo. But like, I was like, why is it that there's other people in the car? Like, that's a little aux. And then he's like, ah, don't worry, I'll explain it, whatever, whatever. And then I get introduced to these other boys that are in the car. Now there's like one, two, three, four men and one girl. And like, I'm thinking, what's going on here? What is going on?
Hi, there's a lot going on here. Hi.
And this guy, so then we then go buy the alcohol. These boys buy even more alcohol as well. And all of us drive to my house. And I'm thinking, what's happening? So it turns out this driver was actually officially one of the other boys' driver. Like, his parents hired a driver for him, you know, because his parents are so busy and they can't, you know, take him around. So they have a driver for him, right? Kind of situation. But this driver would then drive this boy's friends around as well. And this is how he was me and my ex-boyfriend's driver for that night. So I'm now catching on to all these facts on our way home. And it's no longer a chauffeuring service. It's now looking like a combi, like a taxi. Like, what's happening here? This was so special. Like, why is this going down the drain so quickly? And I had to, then we got home and gave my cousin the alcohol, called my parents. The plan was, once I get home, call my parents, reassure them that I'm alive and well. I was going to go back. We were going to continue the date. I was not going to let the date just finish like that. Like, this one our first date, or this one a sweet stuff, this one a sweet something, right? And then guess who decided to be the ultimate enemy of progress? The EP of EPs. The president of EP Nation, my little brother. My little brother decided, he had seen that there was a car waiting for me outside. And so he decided to act out. He went and he released the dogs, because then we used to keep our dogs caged during the day. It's a Zimbabwean thing, I think. I don't know why we used to do that, because the dogs are, apparently it makes them more vicious if they don't interact with people a lot. So they can be more vicious at night in order to protect you. This is what they believe, where I come from. So he releases the dog and he takes this thing called a mchairo. So basically, I don't know also if this is an African thing or a Zimbabwean thing only, or what is it, but we have this broom that is made out of straw. That's the best broom you can ever have in your life. It really does what it's supposed to do, not these standing up brooms that we have in Europe, right? So he takes a mchairo, he releases the dogs, he goes, he opens the gate. He doesn't get out of the gate, he stays on the line, because our dogs are trained not to cross the line, that boundary, the gate, right? And he starts shouting at my boyfriend, and my boyfriend has his friends in the car plus the driver. Yo guys, who wow, in my head I was thinking, are you not embarrassed?
Are you not ashamed of yourself? Are you not embarrassed? This is really embarrassing.
You're embarrassing me. I am embarrassed. This is embarrassing. Oh my gosh. He was shouting. There was no use, like, of me fighting against him, because I'm very short and he's very tall. And at this point, my brother had a really deep voice, so he was really going at it. And he was like, hey, what do you want with my sister? This, 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 this. And he's younger than me. And I'm thinking, boy, you don't know what's good for me. You know, we had a whole Stakisha moment there. And it was quite the dramatic scene, if you ask me. And now my boyfriend is scared because the dogs are out, and the broom that he was holding, the mchairo, and the friends are in the car. They're laughing, but they're also scared because my brother is just looking fierce. You, we guys, what an embarrassing ending to the evening. So then I tried to go out. My brother holds my hand. He's like, you're not going anywhere. Yo. And I was like, I'm just going to talk to him. I'm just going to talk to him. Okay. So I went and I spoke to him. And I was like, baby. Baby, come back later. And he was like, okay. And I was like, come back later and we can finish this. Oh my gosh. I don't know who I thought I was though. But God was protecting me. Oh, I didn't know. So the boys, they left. They drove off. My brother locked the gate. Went back into the house. We weren't talking. Baby boy did come back later. But that's a story for another day. And it was the most embarrassing thing ever. If you know me, well, if you, and if you don't, now you do. I do not like being embarrassed. Like, embarrassment is the last thing on my list. Do not embarrass me. And this boy, this young boy, just embarrassed me. So that was my first date. Started off really well and ended off really embarrassing. Like, really, really embarrassed. I was embarrassed. But it made everything exciting because, you know, there was some sneaking around that now needed to be done in order to finish the date, you know, kind of situation. But that's the story for today. And now we jump into our ooh, wow. Now, for those joining us today for the first time, hey, hello, hope you're enjoying it here. But ooh, wow stands for Unleashed Word of the Week. And basically, this is when I share a Bible verse, something from the Word of God, in order to boost you. Hence the L Boost podcast, in order to leave you encouraged, in order to leave you with some goodness on your mind, right? So let's jump right into it. Today's ooh wow is going to be coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation because it expands it a little more and it details it in a way that is absolutely impactful. This was actually my verse for today, my verse to meditate on today. So I'm pretty excited to share it with you guys, because what's interesting is I actually had to apply this verse to my life today. And I think it's a very common verse. It's very applicable. So I'm going to read it. Alrighty. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13 in the Passion Translation. We all experience times of testing, which is normal for every human being, but God will be faithful to you. He will screen and filter the severity, nature, and timing of every test or trial that you face so that you can bear it. And each test is an opportunity to trust Him more. For along with every trial, God has provided for you a way of escape that will bring you out of it victoriously. Now, that is a very long version, so I'm just going to read a different version that is more precise. Right. NIV. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. May God bless the reading of His word. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. So I think it's pretty self-explanatory. There's nothing that you will ever go through in your life that is uncommon to men. That means somebody out there has gone through what you're going through before, right? There's nothing under the sun that is uncommon to men. There's no test, there's no trial, there's no problem, there's no situation. There's no anything that is not uncommon to men. And so you will go through stuff in your life, but the Bible here encourages us to have faith and trust in God, because God will never let us be tempted beyond what we can handle. God won't will. It's not within God's will to give us stuff that we cannot handle. So whatever you're going through, whatever you've gone through, God knows and has given you the ability to be able to overcome that temptation. He's given you the ability to be able to see through that test, that temptation, that trial, that problem, that situation, whatever it is that is going on, right? And it says that He is faithful, that even while you're tempted, He will provide a way out. So He's not only giving you something that you can handle, but He's also providing a way out so that you come out of it victorious. I really like the Passion Translation because it says God screens these tests so that the nature of the test, so that the timing of the test also is something that you can bear. I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one who's gone through something and I'm like, really? Today? Of all days, the timing is just wrong. But whenever something happens, at whatever time, in any allotment of time, like my favorite prophet says, in every allotment of time, God has screened it so that you'll be able to go through it. You'll be able to succeed and come out victorious. So I just like to boost someone to with today's wow and say, whatever it is you're going through, school, relationship, Julu, your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, any and every aspect of your life, whatever it is, you can, and you've been given the power to overcome it. You can bear it. God has not just piled a bunch of problems on you, right? You can overcome it. And he's provided a way for you to be victorious. And this is an opportunity. The Passion Translation also says, when you come across these trials, it is an opportunity to trust God. Right? If we take another verse, one of my favorite verses from the Bible, James chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, talk about when you are going through various trials, rejoice, because this is the testing of your faith. And when your faith is tested, it produces endurance, right? So that you're perfect and lacking in nothing. So also rejoice that you're facing whatever trials that you're facing, because when you come out of it, baby, untouchable is not even the word that describes you. So that's the ooh wow. Thank you for everybody for listening. Thank you for coming back to the Albus podcast, even though I'd been gone for so long. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, post, share with your friends, share with somebody, save it, download it, do whatever that you gotta do to boost the boost. I absolutely appreciate you guys, and may God bless you. May God increase you. Bye.